Actor Jason Schwartzman was having quite the musical movie date moment with our own Kristen Meinzer the other day.
Is that the sound of your dreams?
Yeah. This is it.
You're dreaming about walking through a forest.
And the forest is made of...
They look like sea monsters, but they're actually magical leaves.
And they're referred to as...
Pumpkin men.
By the local...
People who carry pitchforks.
And then I woke up.
When he did finally wake up, and that improvised dream sequence ran for more than 3 minutes, he got down to the business of talking about his new movie, Listen Up, Philip, where he plays an abrasive, self-loathing novelist who berates a student who comes into his office to just ask for a letter of recommendation.
Look, I'll say this and then we can proceed accordingly. Number one, internships are a waste of time, so you shouldn't bother. Two, that company sucks and you wouldn't gain any worthwhile experience there. And three, I don't actually think that I know you very well. Or at all, now that I think about it. So I wouldn't be the best person to sing your praises. Where does that leave us on the whole letter of recommendation tip?
I think they can be somewhat generic. It's kind of a formality anyway.
Nah.
No pumpkin monsters here, just snarky Jason in a tortured relationship with his girlfriend, played by Elizabeth Moss.
I came about a month early before we started shooting the movie, and the director and I, we spent every day together. We talked about the script, we read the script every day, we watched movies together that were sort of related and would go on long walks. It was quite romantic as I talk about it now. Something just happened. I don't know. We just kind of, I at least slipped into a zone where I was just seeing the movie so much from this guy's point of view that Elizabeth Moss, when she got to New York to start talking about the movie and rehearsing it and stuff, we were, A, just talking about how excited we were and looking forward to it. And then she started to say, yeah, I mean, your character, he's such a jerk. I mean, can you believe what he did to Ashley? And I was like, well, you didn't help. I mean, you didn't make it easy. And I didn't mean to say that, but I think it was funny just because I got so, really just like I was on Team Philip so much that intellectually I knew this guy's not doing the right things, but I also just, I didn't think he was doing anything wrong.
Oh, but he's so mean.
Sure. No, he's, and he is mean. And he, you know, he's like, I think it's funny because most movies, so much of it is like the journey of someone trying to find themselves or learn something. But this guy basically, or at least thinks he's pretty positive he knows who he is and doesn't care to learn anything because he knows everything, he thinks. And that was fun to do, just to play someone that was like a, there was a trajectory of just like, he was like a missile who wasn't going to stop and listen or hear anybody out and really doesn't change all that much. In fact, he might get worse. But it was, I don't know, it was fun to do that. Like there was no confusion. The character's just like a knife. He just cuts like a knife. He just...
You haven't ever played anyone this awful before.
Mm-mm.
And a lot of people probably know you best for all your Wes Anderson roles,
mm-hmm.
like Fantastic Mr. Fox, Grand Budapest Hotel, Rushmore, obviously. How is working with Wes Anderson from your very first movie, Rushmore, mm-hmm. on, how has that shaped you and how you act?
Well, completely shaped me, completely. Before I met Wes, I wasn't acting. I was just... you know, a guy in high school in a band, and he gave me my first role and changed my life, and I started to become an actor. He's so funny to me that it can't help but shape who I am.
Do you have a favorite character you've played in his movies?
Well, Max Fisher was pretty, I can't really compare. It's like losing your virginity. It's like, was that the best experience? I mean, it was just, you can't, it's not, like everything else, it's its own thing. And that's what Rushmore was like, was its own thing. So I hesitate to say that, but that was, you know, such an important thing in my life. But I loved playing this character of Jack in Darjeeling Limited was a movie we did, and I loved it. And also we co-wrote it. And so I had a lot, there's a lot of, it's a very personal character. There's a lot of our own lives in it. So probably that one.
Well, I have a dream, and I don't know if this dream will ever come true, but I would love it. I have a dream that you're actually going to be a big musical star at some point where
really?
You're going to have a bunch of musicals that come out. Have you
wow.
ever thought about that?
My mom has always said, you should, because my mom is like a musical person. I mean, she just, and growing up, we just listened to musicals all the time and watched musicals. And she has a, I'll brag on her behalf, like an almost encyclopedic musical database in her brain. And she can just sing so many pieces of music. I don't see myself doing one in that way because I never like sang. And I just, it's not something I feel very comfortable doing. I sing on the records, but you know, it's like you double track your voice. There's no one watching you. You can take your time. You can be off. A musical, like, remember they did when they did Les Mis, the Oscars. Yeah, and,
yeah.
They, and they sang at the Oscars live. I was watching it going like, oh, my God. This is incredible. I mean, it's incredible to be able to do that. And that's something I wish I could do that.
I believe in you.
Well, I thank you so much. Maybe there's like a perfect musical we could find. It's like about someone who's afraid to do a musical.
Oh, it's going to be a groundbreaker.
Oh, good. I'm happy to break ground.
Jason Schwartzman, thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you. This is so fun.
It was so fun.
I appreciate it.
Jason Schwartzman is the star of the new movie Listen Up, Philip. And let's play for you now that complete dream sequence. Jason, Kristen, and the Pumpkin People.
Sound of your dreams.
Yeah. This is it.
You're dreaming about walking through a forest.
And the forest is made of...
They look like sea monsters, but they're actually magical leaves.
And they're referred to as...
Pumpkin men.
By the local...
People who carry pitchforks. People who carry pitchforks frequently chase them, and they want to cut holes in their faces.
It had been about 300 years since anyone had actually seen them. But one afternoon, while...
The pumpkin men were walking freely, looking for their lost squashes...
They saw...
A mermaid on land, and how does that ever happen? I kind of wanted to continue that story with the pumpkin men running into the mermaid.
I know.
You know, they rescued her because sometimes nowadays, and it might be global warming related, like the way whales get beached and you find like giant marine life that just ends up on the beach. And that means sometimes mermaids end up in the forest. And when mermaids are in the forest and the pumpkin men find her, they don't have arms so they can't push her back into the sea.
This wasn't a problem we used to have a few hundred years ago.
No. Back then, the mermaids would just stay in the water, and the pumpkin men knew their place as well.
You know, the men of the mountains, known sometimes as the...
Mercenary shoppers.
Had long since been seen... by more than a few sets of eyes, and those eyes weren't to be trusted. But something happened last winter at the foot of the
astrophysicist cabin.
It was a cold night, but warm.
In our hearts it was warm. Outside, people were dying, though. Remember how violent the snow was?
Yeah. The snow was angry. It was made of little daggers. And that's when Sally, the mermaid, realized she was so far away.
That dream was crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Let's not drink any more of that mushroom tea.
Mm-mm. No more. I was told to drink just a little of it, but I might have overdone it.
I really enjoyed that.
I did too. Thank you.